Dave Hughes from the Corporate Marketing Group at Worldwide Technology, welcoming you to the latest episode of WWT's Tech 17 podcast series. Our Tech 17 series brings together subject matter experts from WWT, our partners and customers, to discuss important topics on today's IT landscape. So joining me today are three of our subject matter experts in our data center practice here at Worldwide Technology, Chris Braun, Eric DeLallo, and Matt Holka. Guys, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, so Chris is with us here in St. Louis. Chris is a technical solutions architect and is our HPE engineering lead. Eric is joining us from the beautiful Rocky Mountain capital, Denver. Eric is a technical architect and our compute practice lead. And Matt is based in St. Louis, but he's joining us remotely as well today. Matt is a technical architect and the lead engineer in our Advanced Technology Center here in St. Louis. So our topic today, we're going to be talking about an exciting new solution in our data center practice area called HPE Synergy. So I think just to maybe kick things off, I'll start with Chris. So Chris, maybe you could kind of give us kind of a quick overview and introduction into HPE Synergy and kind of how it fits in terms of internal architecture and infrastructure.
Okay, so HPE Synergy is a new solution HPE came out with about 6 to 7 months ago. It tries to combine the idea of a composable infrastructure as well as modular blades to give the administrator a little bit more of an on-demand look at their infrastructure, hope to try and speed time to deployment up. So traditionally where you would run into some problems where deploying blade type infrastructures, trying to help you speed that point to click and getting your operating systems online. They've introduced a couple new aspects in the actual HPE Synergy platform with the image streamer. It's kind of a hardware appliance to actually doing boot images instead of traditionally like boot from SAN, trying to take some of the load off of your external arrays and kind of giving that just boot profiles to inside the frames themselves instead of having paying for high expensive storage to run just an ESXi boot volume or a RHEL boot volume. So you won't have to pay as much upfront cost that you would using a traditional SAN array to run those boot volumes, using that in the actual image streamer. So it's pretty exciting stuff that they're trying to do with the HPE Synergy line.
Okay. Eric, you want to jump in on that just for a quick comment?
So one of the challenges HPE really had set out to tackle was the competition, what their application developers were coming into where it takes me 7 minutes to spin up a platform or a VM on AWS. So with HPE Synergy, not only can the administrator rapidly deploy and compose infrastructure, but they can also open it up with its open API platform. They can open that up to the application developers directly. So they can compose and consume that hardware as they see fit.
Okay. Matt?
No, I think a key thing to take away from this as well is HP has gone and moved forward with their new solution without taking away what's made them a market leader in the industry. So being able to take advantage of the flex fabric that's inside the chassis and also bringing in the storage blade, which some of the manufacturers out there today inside their modular computing struggle with. So I think that's a point to pay attention to as well.
Okay. So guys, when you either talk to customers or when you plan on with your colleagues going out and talking to customers about the solution, what are the and I know you kind of I think we kind of addressed a couple of these in our kind of initial comments, but what would be like the two or three main benefits that you really see this bringing to customers? Chris, we can start with you.
I think, like you said just a second ago, with the streamer being able to, and Eric kind of alluded to to being able to turn that over to a developer and run that as an online one line of code that we can spin up, you know, from an API is a huge deal to most people, especially going into the cloud type world with cloud type developers, right? So I think it gives it that look and feel of being able to run that stuff in a much faster fashion than what you would traditionally do.
Okay. Time to market strategy, I think, is key there. So instead of spending hours or days, I'm spending minutes. And I'm actually offloading that to my customer directly. So whoever my customer may be, in this case, typically in the modern data center, it's going to be application developers.
So, Dave, another point to make on that, right? We're living in a software-defined data center day, right? I call my kids Generation Now. Our developers and our customers are becoming Generation Now. They don't have time to wait for us to bring infrastructure and purchase it and get it in racks and get it configured as we conventional did back in the day. With the composable infrastructure, it's allowing you to build dynamic infrastructure and move components around at the speed of lightning.
Okay. All right. So those are great points, guys. Is there any specific verticals or industries that types of customers where this may have even more benefits than others, or might even have like a better application than other verticals?
I guess maybe what a better question might be, and correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, but how small can this be and how big can it get? Because really anyone with a compute, storage, and network need would fit this criteria. So I guess it would be ultimately how small can it be and how big can it get?
Right now, HPE is supporting, with their newest release, 3.1 OneView, they're supporting two-frame solutions. So it can be as little as two frames. You can actually do a one frame in a lab, but that's not something we're really worried about. It's what you could support. So two up to 21 frames. So each frame holding, I believe it's 12 compute modules. So think of that, 12 times 21, you do the math. There's a whole lot of compute if you wanted to go all the way up to that 21 frame mantra of what they have. So it can be relatively massive. It can be relatively small, just depending on what you want to, what model you want to fit.
Mm-hmm. So they really hit it anywhere from small to medium all the way up to the enterprise with this?
Yeah, I think it can go either one. I mean, 21 frames is the limit now, but, that's the first release. Could that be 42 frames in 2 years? It could be. But the first release is just trying to fit those large enterprise customers. And you could even do, you could have more than one just 21-frame solution. You could do two or three 21-frame solutions. It doesn't have to be just one 21, and that's all you get, right? So I think you could grow that out however you wanted to. And I think HPE leaves a little bit of room to be able to do that as well with this solution.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Rack scale is coming, and it's coming fast. And this has got HPE on the right track.
So I guess, Matt, and Matt, you just made that last point. So I guess what, just maybe from a preemptive or a proactive standpoint, what things do you see coming down the line where this HPE Synergy solution is really well positioned to address for things that are coming down the line in this area?
Yeah, rack scale design is really taking hold right now. We have a lot of customers and a lot of large customers looking into that. I'm done building small pods of infrastructure all over the place, and they're looking to build out infrastructure that scales as the business scales, and they're not looking to add a lot of different components. They just want to continue snapping on to the infrastructure they have. And those large companies, the competitors of HPE, along with the companies that are teaming with HPE, like Intel, are also working on these different designs where it's no longer just a Windows world out there, right? Now they're looking into open source products that are helping them build these infrastructures out. And the developers, a sysadmin nowadays have to become developers as well to do their job properly, because this is where the industry's headed. And with this new Synergy solution from HPE, it's got them positioned to move their product into the future, chasing that rack scale design type solutions.
Okay. All right, great. let's talk just for a second, I guess, give a little shout and, you know, talk about our, you know, working relationship with HPE. What do you think HPE, you know, specifically kind of brings to the table and, you know, coming up with and, you know, working with you to, you know, help your customers on this particular solution?
I think as far as, like, blade computing goes, the introduction to the streamer was really different than I think any other competitor. I don't see a whole lot of competitors even coming to that kind of mantra of actually using a hardware appliance. It's definitely different than what they've done. As far as working with HPE and how we're going through it, it's been pretty good so far, working relationship. When we get support, it's usually pretty good. So I think, you know, this being the first release, they still have a few bugs to figure out, but it's getting better.
Okay.
And Chris, you mentioned the streamer as an appliance base. Is OneView an appliance base too as well?
Yeah, so OneView is also they call it the Composer. It's an appliance with OneView actually embedded on it. And there's two appliances in this solution that provide the HA pair. And that's also a hardware appliance. So it can be managed, you know, through traditional HTML interface. And the good thing about this appliance is HPE has also come out with what they call the global dashboard, which will allow you to tie that Synergy appliance to it, as well as other OneView appliances that manage their own rack mount servers and their hyperconverged servers. So they're really giving you this one pane of glass across multiple different platforms that play into it.
Okay. And I think it was Eric where we were talking about just the shortening of, you know, some of the time involved in, you know, working on these servers with the HPE Synergy solution. So I know what customers and folks are probably interested quite a bit is, you know, all the technical benefits are great, but, you know, what kind of bottom line benefits do I have? So it sounds like there's really some benefits, direct benefits from the solution that are going to, you know, affect companies' bottom line and help them cut costs. Is that correct, guys?
Yeah, I mean, for me, think of it this way. Like, VDI was a huge thing when it came out. You had the infrastructure. It costs a lot to run VDI. It wasn't cheap. Everybody thought, oh, VDI is cheap.
And again, for our listeners, Chris, VDI is...
Virtual desktop infrastructure. So everybody, when VDI came out, everybody was like, oh, it's VDI. We'll just put it out there. It's cheap. It's not cheap. It costs a lot of money to run VDI. The reason why you got VDI was because you could easily, quickly deploy images off of that onto your existing infrastructure, and it was all there. It was in a package, just another widget to click to move to another person, right? I got 15 more people. As long as you had the back-end infrastructure, boom, drop down. I think the same kind of thing applies to the streamer. Once you get an image for, say, you have that 21-frame solution with X amount of blades, they're all going to be ESXi, or maybe half of them are going to be RHEL. Once you get an image, you can deploy that same image out over and over to different compute modules. And it only matters, you know, if that compute module is what's in your image or not. So it's kind of that same thinking of a virtual desktop infrastructure. It's not a VDI solution, don't get me wrong. It's just that same methodology of how to spin it up faster, quicker.
Great. Eric and Matt, did you want to jump in on that?
No, I think Chris did a good job explaining the pros and cons. It's a very dynamic box. I do want to call out, though, it isn't all rainbows and unicorns here, though. So existing HP customers, if they're expecting to integrate their existing HP infrastructure into this, it's a new solution. So it is moving forward. It is the future of HPE. So I just want to make sure we call out that it is not at a hardware layer integratable. That may be a drawback right now, what their future plans are. Who knows, right? But I want to make sure that we're being honest about all these solutions. And this one, one of the drawbacks that I saw is HP customers are loving it. They're moving forward with it, and they get it. But I want to make sure those who haven't had a chance to take a look at it do understand that it is a new platform. And today, at the hardware layer, so you're not going to be able to take your existing HP blade, slap it in one of the frames, and begin using the new features of Synergy.
That said, you can use the global dashboard, correct?
Correct. Yeah, that being said, you can use the global dashboard to go grit. But Matt's 100% right. You can't just go take a Gen 9 or a Gen 8 blade that you had in your C7000 and stick it into a Synergy frame. It's not going to work. The backplate
is different. Way different.
The connection's different. Mm-hmm. It's totally new going forward.
Okay. Well, that's certainly good for customers to know, and you know, perhaps even, you know, hopefully some of our listeners too, that it's, you know, not a solution, at least right now, is for everyone. If there are some things they need to consider and to keep in mind when they're looking at this as a possible internal solution for them. So, well, actually, I think that's all the time we have, guys. It was a great discussion. So I want to thank Chris, Eric, and Matt for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys, yeah. Good. Your first appearance in the podcast. I hope it was a good one, and hopefully we will have you back for return appearances in the future. I'm sure we will. But again, that wraps up our this episode of Tech 17. For our listeners, again, please subscribe to our Tech 17 podcast channel. It is free. It's on iTunes and all the other podcast platforms. Again, new Tech 17 podcast episodes are dropped on the first and third Monday of each month. And we also have another podcast channel, Tech 37, again, available on iTunes and free. And we have podcast episodes on there. We'll probably start doing them on a monthly basis. We just had one dropped on there about a month ago. We love getting feedback. So, for example, go on Twitter, hashtag Tech17. Give any comments, feedback, questions that you have. We love hearing from you. We will see you soon.